Hershey Foods has been taken off the market. Sale talk is over, according to Robert Vowler, chairman of the charitable trust that controls the company. Many residents of Hershey, Pennsylvania were opposed to the sale, and today they expressed relief.
It's going to make a big difference to me. Now that they're staying, their jobs are secure, now my business will pick up again. But it's been tough for the past couple of weeks.
I'm very happy about it. I think Hershey is a historic place. I think the community just wouldn't be the same if it wasn't Hershey.
Hershey has been so good for everybody around here. I just don't see why there should have been a change, and I'm happy that everything's done with.
Ralph Keller, L.C. Parker, and Randy Miller, who live in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The chairman of the Hershey Trust suggested the reason the sale is off is because a bid from the William Wrigley Jr. Company and a joint bid from Cadbury and Nestle were just too low. Nick Hildeogen has been covering the Hershey food story for the Wall Street Journal. He's skeptical of that explanation.
Well, I think his explanation, frankly, strains credulity. The bid from Wrigley of roughly $89 a share was far, far higher than even the most optimistic projections on Wall Street. The reason we've heard from people who were at this marathon 10-hour board meeting yesterday was that price really wasn't an issue, that the major issue was the political issues with the town of Hershey, but also the fierce attack launched by the state attorney general, who's also running for governor.
He actually went to court to stop the sale.
He went to court to stop the sale and won a preliminary injunction. At least some members of the trust thought the only reason they had put the company up for sale in the first place was because the attorney general's office had encouraged them to diversify. And so they felt they had been pushed into a corner by the attorney general and therefore were putting it on the auction block. And then when he turned around and criticized it and tried to stop it, that gave them the reason to call off the sale. And so, yeah, there was a sense of betrayal among the part of some of the trustees.
And the amazing thing is that the Hershey Trust has one beneficiary, and that's the Milton Hershey School for Disadvantaged Kids. It seems like a huge trust for one single school.
It is one of the most lavishly appointed schools you'll ever come across. It has an incredible endowment. About half of Hershey's holdings, of the trust's holdings, were in Hershey stock. Every money manager will tell you, you don't want all your eggs in one basket, which, you know, was a fine idea. And then once they went down that road, it just became so controversial. The company management had opposed putting the company up for sale, and the trust pretty much ordered them to do so.
It's interesting that you have two do-good causes clashing here. You have on the one hand the community, which wants to save jobs and keep a strong community, and you have the trust, which wants to ensure the viability of this school.
Right.
I'm wondering if they came to loggerheads partly because the trust directors now no longer live in the community.
I think that's part of it, but the trust's mission is to protect the school. It isn't technically to protect the community. The irony is the bid from Wrigley included a number of social concessions. For example, the name of the company would have been Wrigley Hershey. The jobs would have been protected. The factories would have been kept open. For them to now say it was about price has a lot of people scratching their heads.
Thanks very much, Mr. Deogan.
No problem, John.
Nick Hildeogen is marketing and media editor for The Wall Street Journal.